Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. This time, my friends Middle Cross are going to sing a song entitled The Same Old Message.
The man of God took his place behind the sacred desk, opened his King James Bible, looked at the church and said, I don't have anything new to preach here today. The Lord has given me the same message I received when I was saved, cause it takes the same old message to save lost sinners. Christ crucified to death, risen and living forevermore. The blood he shed on Calvary's cross still saves to the uttermost. Still takes the same old message. He said, I've been preaching God's word over half of my life. It's never once wavered in power, flickered in its light. I've witnessed many souls birthed by its proclaim. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will remain. Cause it takes the same old message to save lost sinners. Christ crucified to death, risen and living forevermore. The blood he shed on Calvary's cross still saves to the uttermost. Still takes the same old message. Tell me the story of Jesus right on my heart. Most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Cause it takes the same old message to save lost sinners. Christ crucified to death, risen and living forevermore. The blood he shed on Calvary's cross still saves to the uttermost. Still takes the same old message. Still takes the same old message. Still takes the same old message.
We're going to go live now to a recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching a series message on the book of Job entitled Trusting God When Your World's Falling Apart. This will be part number two of the message. I want to preach tonight on this subject with the help of the Lord, trusting God when your world falls apart. Trusting God when your world falls apart. Somebody said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I believe that's so true tonight, amen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It, you know, trouble comes to not just your family, friend. Trouble comes to every family. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I want you to see, first of all, tonight, Job's great wealth. Notice some of the things that he has right there. Look at verse number 3. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 300 yoking of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. So this man was the greatest of all of the East. Now, in those days, the way that you determined wealth was measured primarily on several terms that are mentioned some in the text here. The way that you would determine wealth was not what kind of car they drove or what kind of house that they lived in. The way that you determine wealth in that day was based on their animals, their land, amen, their servants. And so Job had all three of these in great abundance. We know that, right? So he was a very wealthy man. However, being rich did not turn him away from God. Listen to this. Being rich did not make him prideful. Being rich, no, those things didn't affect him not one bit. However, we do learn that being rich did not make him safe from all of his troubles neither. I believe there's a lot of people in the world today who believes that their riches are going to help them. Their riches are going to keep them safe. I've heard some folk talk about, man, their bunkers and all these things that they built, and they've got great stockpiles of food and got great stockpiles of ammunition, and well, that's fine, but what if the missile actually hits your portion of the area of the world and takes you out totally? I mean, could it happen? Sure. Amen. So Job recognized that everything he had was a gift from God. If we ever gonna realize anything as a child of God tonight, we need to realize that every single thing that we have obtained, everything we have, is because there's a God in heaven, amen. And God, that God of heaven, has blessed us with breath. That God of heaven has blessed us with job. That God of heaven has blessed us with means, amen, to go out there, amen, and to prosper. Can I tell you, tonight, everything you own was given to you by a holy and a righteous God. Chapter number one, verse 21. Notice this. Out of the mouth of Job himself, the scripture says, the Lord, you see this? The Lord gave. God had given him his family. He'd given him his material possessions, even his great success. And Job's philosophy for life was this, that if God had given all these things to him, then God had a right to take everything he had away. The reason why that he had that thought and the reason why he had that philosophy was this. He didn't give it to himself to begin with. God gave it to him. Therefore, God has all right and all sovereignty to take everything he has away. Suppose you used to switch places with Job for just a little while. And suppose that everything, listen tonight, I'm telling you, I'm preaching to the choir tonight. I dealt with this week, and you know, I walked into work Monday morning, and I said, any of you guys ever had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month? And Rick looked over at me, he said, yeah, well, I've had a bad year. What I'm trying to say is tonight that sometimes we go through these bad spells, and we go through these bad times, and we think the world's falling down around us. Amen. Our world is falling apart. But can I remind you tonight, I want you to think about this. Suppose God looked towards Philip Youngblood. I don't want God to do this. But suppose God took my family. Suppose God took my possessions. Suppose God took my house. Suppose God took my land. Suppose God took everything that God has given me away. My question was, would I still turn around and say, God is good? God is holy. God is righteous. Can I say tonight that God don't owe me not one thing. God's been better to me than I deserve. God's been there for me every step of the way. But I owe God my life. But he don't owe me nothing. Do you remember our title tonight, Trust in God When the World's Falling Apart? As we look at Job's wealth, we see Job had trusted God for his wealth, and God blessed him with great substance. Verse 3, we learn how Job's wealth of his substance concerning three or four things. He said this concerning his family. God blessed him with a wife, and then seven sons and three daughters. Then we find out concerning the livestock that he had 7,000 sheep. I read an article that said a younger non-registered ewe, 2 to 4 years of age, with no records of ancestry, could be priced between $200 to $250, but a purebred registered sheep may cost up to $500 plus. I'd say everything that Job had was the best. He probably had them $500 sheep, amen. So if you take $500 and you times that by 7,000 sheep, that's $3,500,000.
He had a pretty good amount of money. I'd say, you know, that's probably more than most of us got in the bank. Just in the sheep. Hello. But then he had 3,000 camels. Google says, you know, you trust everything Google says. Google says in the U.S. You could expect to spend around $10,000 for, look, the reason why I Googled it, I don't know how much a camel costs, y'all. I had no clue. So I Googled it. And it said that a mature yielding was around $10,000. I don't know why anybody would pay $10,000 for a camel. But anyhow, those camels, look here, $10,000 per camel. Well, you take that and you times that by 3,000 camels, man, that's $3 million. 500 yoke of oxen is what he says he had. One farmer spent recently, they've been talking about because of the gas prices, farmers have decided they're going to go back to using oxen. So this one fellow said, yeah, he said, well, it was a good idea. He spent $3,000 for a pair of oxen. You know, you got to yoke them together. You got to get about the same size. If you don't get the same size, it'll be lopsided and things. And so he spent about $3,000 for a set of oxen. And he said, the one thing you don't have to worry about that tractor is it jumping the fence. But 500 yoke of oxen, if you spend $3,000 for a set, that's $1,500,000. 500 donkeys, you can probably price them anywhere from you can say you can probably pay $500 to $1,000 for a good one, you know. I mean, all those, estimate that $500,000 right there. So with all of those things put together, we're talking over $8 million for just the animals. Just the animals. We're not talking about the rest of it. I'm not talking about the land. I'm not talking about the houses. I'm not talking about anything. In today's time, he'd be running up there with all the assets that he had. Well, I'm sure if you got 7,000 sheep, you probably got a big, big farm. Or you got a big, big manure problem. Amen. Y'all farmers know what I'm talking about, right? Job, in his day, and in our day, you take and move the money around, whatever, you bring into our day, he's running with the billionaires. That's what I'm trying to get you to see tonight. He's running with the billionaires, and so, but then the Word of God says this, that he had a very great household. It's referring to his servants, those people that worked for him. He's a wealthy, wealthy man, and the Bible said that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. When it comes to wealth, Job was at the top of the list, I believe, when it comes to wealth. Now look, we've seen Job's great wealth, but I want you to look here at this second one, Job's great walk. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, this is verse number one, and the man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. The Word of God says that Job was basically four things. He was perfect, he was upright, and one that feared God. He eschewed evil. In other words, he shunned evil. When it came to evil, he was one that said, no, I'm not walking that way. I'm not going to that extreme. No, I know I don't want to offend my God. And so he'd step away. He would step away from those things. It was in the evil department. Now, we obviously know this tonight, and I'm not trying to change the Word of God, but I'm trying to get you the idea. The Bible said in Romans that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I don't think that the word perfect here is referring to he is sinless. We know there's only one sinless, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think it's trying to get us to see that the things that perfect that he did, it was trying to get us to see his character. His walk was a walk of great integrity.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.